Hello, I'm David Holmes, the Chief Executive of the British Association for Adoption and Fostering. The aim of this podcast is to encourage and assist professionals to identify children in private fostering arrangements. It will be of use to professionals who may come into contact with children who are privately fostered. These include those that work in education, healthcare, members of the police force, and faith and community leaders. The subject of trafficked children will also be discussed. Private fostering is when a child under the age of 16, or under 18 if disabled, is cared for by someone who is not their parent or a close relative. Close relatives are defined as step-parents, grandparents, brothers, sisters, uncles or aunts, whether of half-blood, full-blood, or by marriage or by affinity. This is a private arrangement made between a parent and a carer for 28 days or more. We do not know how many privately fostered children there are living in England and Wales, but there may be as many as 10,000 at any one time. By law, parents and carers must notify the local council where the child is living about these arrangements, but sadly many don't, and professionals who come into contact with children should advise the child's carer to notify the local authority of a private fostering arrangement. However, if you believe that they have not done so, by contacting the local authority, you are ensuring that the child's welfare and safety come first. A child in a private fostering arrangement who is not brought to the attention of the local authority is a child who may be in need or at risk of harm. By informing the local authority, you will be acting appropriately and may be protecting a particularly vulnerable child. During this podcast, we will be hearing from professionals who have a wealth of experience in private fostering. They offer us their tips for identifying and safeguarding children in these arrangements. Health professionals can play an important role in safeguarding privately fostered children. Beverly Clark is a senior specialist health visitor working with the South London Trust. Here she gives tips on what health professionals should look for when assessing a potential private fostering situation. This includes the need to identify clear evidence of who has parental responsibility.
Firstly, I just want to focus on the under fives because I think they're most vulnerable. It's important that the health professional actually observe the relationship between the child and the carer, that the carer is able to tell her about the child's routine, about the child's history, about the dietary needs, about immunisation, about the child's developmental check, if it's been done, who has medical consent, and she also ought to be able to show the personal child health record of the child and the NHS medical card. And in cases where children are transracially placed, there are obviously some cultural issues there around religion. Is the child actually receiving whatever their religious background is? Is there input in that area? There may be issues around her diet and hair and skin care. Are they being addressed? So altogether, these are some of the things that the health professional ought to be looking for to be able to demonstrate if this child is privately fostered or not. We were recently notified by a mother who said she was the mother and that she was concerned about her child who was being left alone and not being well cared for. Now, this mother is actually in prison. When she was visited, neither herself or the carer was able to identify or give any kind of evidence of the child's birth certificate. There was no documentary evidence of when the child actually came into this country. What we were told is that the child was born in Nigeria and came here at 9 months, and there's no evidence of that. The child did have the primary immunisation, but nothing else. What we would have expected, if that child came here at 9 months, she would have had or should have had a personal health record. She would have seen a health visitor, and it appears none of that has happened. The story changed when the social worker met mum in prison. She then said that the carer is her half-sister. So